The sled was upside down and jammed between a tree trunk and a huge rock. They were forced to unharness the dogs in order to straighten out the tangle. The two men were bent over the sled and trying to ride it, when Henry observed One Ear sidling away. "Here you, One Ear," he cried, straightening up and turning around on the dog. But One Ear broke into a run across the snow, his traces trailing behind him. And there, out in the snow of their back track, was the she-wolf waiting for him. As he neared her, he became suddenly cautious. He slowed down to an alert and mincing walk, and then stopped. He regarded her carefully and dubiously, yet desirefully. She seemed to smile at him, showing her teeth in an ingratiating rather than menacing way. She moved toward him a few steps, playfully, then halted. One Ear drew near to her, still alert and cautious, his tail and ears in the air, his head held high. He tried to snip noses with her, but she retreated playfully and coyly. Every advance on his part was accompanied by a corresponding retreat on her part. Step by step, she was luring him away from the security of his human companionship. Once, as though a warning had in vague ways flitted through his intelligence, he turned his head and looked back at the overturned sled, at his teammates, and at the two men who were calling to him. But whatever idea was forming in his mind was dissipated by the she-wolf, who advanced upon him, sniffed noses with him for a fleeting instant, and then resumed her cool retreat before his renewed advances. In the meantime, Bill had bethought himself of the rifle, but it was jammed beneath the overturned sled, and by the time Henry had helped him to right the load, One Ear and the she-wolf were too close together, and the distance too great to risk a shot. Too late, One Ear learned his mistake. Before they saw the cause, the two men saw him turn and start to run back toward them. Then, approaching at right angles to the trail and cutting off his retreat, they saw a dozen wolves, lean and gray, bounding across the snow.